When you discovered the law of attraction, you started to believe anything was possible. Life got better, much better. Now you want more, but it's not working. That's where the Manifest It Now show comes in. If you've been waiting for someone who can teach you the practical application to manifest quicker and easier while having more, turn the volume up, because the dynamic duo, Cassie Parks and Ginny Gain, are ready to teach you how to live the law of attraction like they do. It's time to laugh and learn.
Yay! Welcome to our episode of Manifest It Now. I'm here with Cassie Parks.
And I'm here with Ginny Gain.
And we're coming to you live from our Be Connected platform, and we have some live attendees, and it's so exciting.
It is so exciting.
Yeah.
Special welcome to those of us for joining live. I'm super excited for that. That's amazing. So today we will do questions at the end. So if you're attending live and you have a question, let's talk about it. Because I love that. Yay. Vicky says she's so excited to be here live. Remember, if you want to join us live, just email me, thecassieparks@gmail.com, and I'll send you instructions, because we're on an amazing platform, but there's a lot of things in the platform. So it's just best if you get direct directions from me.
And our topic today, we're going to be doing kind of a parallel or a buddy episode to our last episode. And today we're going to be talking about what Ginny didn't see coming.
Yay! I'm so excited about this. I just had a flash. There's like a lot of things that we didn't see coming, which is fun. I'm glad that we're like put it in this topic. So we're not going to share that part yet. So what I want to start with is, when did you notice?
Cass, what's
awesome? Oh yeah. Oh my gosh. You gave the topic and I was so excited to talk about it. Okay. What's awesome with me is I'm super excited. I launched a new podcast called Build, Grow, Profit, where I am hanging out with other entrepreneurs and just hearing their stories, and I am having so much fun. So it hasn't actually come out yet. It will come out next week, but I'm recording right now and it's so much fun. I love the energy of it. I'm having so much fun. It's just a new space that I'm enjoying playing in.
Yeah. I'm loving hearing and feeling the energy of fun from you. It's awesome.
Yeah. It's so cool. And so what's awesome with you, Jen?
Well, I know I kind of shared this last week that we were going to the Keys, but now I'm going to share how awesome it was. So we were there for the weekend, and it was just such a fun time. It was balanced. We did all these different things. We were outside. It was, the energy there was just chill, and we got to do bike rides and things fell into place, and the water was ridiculously amazing color. I've never seen it like that before. But the most magical part was, we were biking along and we were going across a bridge, and I saw this thing, this like big white thing in the water. And I was like, "Ooh, is that maybe like a manatee, like something, not a manatee, a stingray?" And I got a little closer, closer. And then it popped its head up and it was a massive sea turtle. And I was like, it was one of those moments that just like took my breath away. And I was totally in awe, because I don't know, I've never seen one, and never in the wild. And it was so big, and I was still pretty far away. So that felt so magical. We saw so much sea life, and we saw manatees drinking really, really close. They were in the marina, and we saw a little shark. We saw someone catch a shark by accident. We saw tons of fish. We saw sunsets. It was just awesome.
Amazing. Yeah. I love it. That's so cool. So much fun. And before you jump in, I just wanted to say to Sarah, we're so excited that you're watching live too. So
hi, Sarah.
Yeah. Hello. Oh my gosh. It's so much fun to have you guys here. All right. So back to my other question. We're talking about what Ginny didn't see coming. Yeah. And so I want to know when you started to feel a shift, because, and then I want to talk a little bit about the feeling of the shift. Yeah. Like when you started to did you know that something cool and different was coming? Or did you just kind of notice things were shifting in your life and business?
things overall, and I'm say the past 5 years or so, have almost felt in constant shift. So I'm very like, I just feel like I'm growing a lot. So there's always a lot expanding. But this shift, so a couple years ago, I knew it was coming, and I felt the resistance first. Like it felt first, like not like something isn't right, but that, yeah, you're probably right. That's how I would describe it now, that the energy is changing. There's not the same alignment in the same way, in the same things.
Right. They don't feel like alignment, meaning like they don't feel the same, right?
Yeah. They didn't feel like they didn't flow as easy or as easy. There wasn't as much natural flow.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. I think that's important to highlight, because as people grow, as you grow and you leverage the law of attraction, this is we've talked about like higher level before. This is like next level. When you have been living and aligning and creating consciously for years and really stayed that path in that course of that type of growth, then I think you get to this. I like when we, right after we recorded the first interview that didn't take, I had a client basically bring up a question about this. And I could tell this was like this shift in energy. It didn't feel good. It felt, and it's like, what do I do with that? Right?
Yes. Yes.
Yeah.
That is the question. And same with you last time when we were talking about you saw the energy and you felt it. And then it wasn't though the question, what's wrong and how do I fix it?
Yes.
So I must not be as professional as Cassie, because I definitely asked those questions.
I love it.
No, I definitely noticed the energy and I did not jump into action, but I did watch the question come across like, oh, is there something to fix here? Is something going wrong? But then I could catch it. And
I think that's different though. Like I would say that's similar. Is there something to fix? Is there something going wrong? Is a much different question than what is wrong. Right? Yeah. Because it's the questions we feed our brain, the questions that we get in the habit of asking ourselves, that will give us the answers and create our reality. And so the question, is there something wrong? I would say, is that high aligned place of, I'm going to look at this, I'm going to be aware, and I'm going to take a look instead of ask like, what's wrong? What do I need to do? All these things.
Right. Right. Taking that, stepping back and taking that bigger picture perspective.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. So what answer did you get when you said like, is something wrong? What do I need to do something?
Yeah. Do I need to do something? I instinctively knew there was nothing to do. I don't know how else to say it. Maybe actually I do remember probably, and this was a couple years ago when the shift first started to happen, exploring a few avenues that maybe felt a little like neutral. Yes. So if, and I want to be specific. I want to try to be specific. So if I'm feeling a shift in my business and my career and what I'm doing, the shift, like I was saying, things weren't feeling as easy in the flow. And so maybe like scheduling felt different, or I wasn't getting the normal flow of inspiration for ideas or to put this course together or to offer this or to share this. Like that wasn't just coming and flowing like it always did. And so I then would explore a little bit of like, okay, well, I can open up to greater creativity, or I can try expressing on a different platform, or I wonder if it's, that was actually even when we stopped podcasting too, that time frame, right? Yeah. So it was that was part of this shift as well.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And so I would say I did explore different avenues, kind of just staying open to if something was going to spark.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then, and then, so when last year, I think I was still, and I like offering this because it, the time frame almost, because it was, you know, 2 years of holding space.
Yeah. That's not a little bit of space. That is, that is high level. And that's what it sort of, it starts to take, or what I have learned, like you in the last couple of years, is that to hold this space for a new, bigger shift, which as I'm saying that, I'm like, oh, I kind of did that with leaving my job too. It just looked different because there was more action to take in the middle.
Yes.
Right. There was more things being not thrown at me, given me the opportunity to play with, right. To do like I was redoing houses and like, so, but I did have to hold that space for a while, but here it's like, just holding space with no real clarity.
Yeah. And it's interesting too, because so from a business perspective, and my business is how I make money and how I support myself. And then for me to not be putting energy into growing it, all these new fears, well, how are you going to make money then? Like, you know, all of this is coming up and it's just continuing to trust and continuing to trust and still taking action, but still really honoring only the stuff that felt the best, because everything, I think it was just that more and more things felt like forcing it.
Yeah.
So I stopped doing more and more things, and which just continued to leave more and more space.
Which is interesting as you talk about space. I think I had this too. Like there was so much space, but even then it felt like there had to be more space.
I know.
Like, oh, but like, and then I just remember like, oh, that is like just wanting even more space, even though it's not like my calendar was jam-packed.
Yeah. I, you know, most recently, and I'll get to this at the beginning of this year, had about, you know, 4 calls on my week. And I was like, okay, this is a lot of space.
Like, I remember that.
Yeah. It was all, and it's all part of it. Okay. Speed this up, Jeannie.
All right. So you're leaving space.
Yes.
I think this is like 2 years ago, and I think this is fun. You were actually inspired. This wasn't like a, let me see the spark. This was an inspiration. Like you had a job for a little bit.
When I did a personal trainer at the gym. Yes.
You were like, oh, this feels good. I'm going to, and it wasn't, but that wasn't even about money. It was like, it was fulfilling other things that you wanted.
Yes.
Right. You were like, let me go out and connect. Let me do this. And then I don't even remember how you found that. And
you were I can't believe you remember the details of my life. I don't even remember the details. But yes, that was, and then there was also renovating the trailer that I was so inspired and I loved, and that ended up making us money. That wasn't the intention, but that is one of the ways. Yeah.
That is so important. Mm-hmm. Cause the job wasn't at the money stage. It was just like, I think it was a precursor of like, I don't know, just like it was inspired because of other reasons, but it just kind of showed you other things. But renovating the trail, like when you're holding that space and trusting what's inspired, you are trusting that money is gonna come.
Yeah.
Right. Like it
as a result of following inspiration or as a result of even leaving space.
Yeah. And you had no idea. This wasn't like, let me renovate the trailer and make all this money. Right. It was, I'm inspired to do this. It feels good to do it. This is where I'm putting creative energy, like you just talked about. Right. Yeah. And so you're just allowing that to unfold and going with what feels good and what feels inspired and trusting. And that money comes if you can be in that space.
So as you're saying this, Cassie, I'm realizing all this space, part of us making the decision to go on the road and sell our home. And because we made so much money on selling our home, we paid off everything. And there we were. And so it's like, oh, the money all came in that way. I didn't even need to work that year, you know?
Yes.
It was all taken care of.
That's amazing.
That is
that amazing. Alignment, right? Of like what I have wanted all along and this space and I can leave more space because it's taken care of. And one of the keys you did was trust in that it's taken care of space.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. So I was very intentional about getting comfortable with not knowing and practicing leaving space, because it wasn't just comfortable for me at first. Now it's exciting. because I've had so much evidence of the what it means and the power of it. So at the end of last year, I decided to close down my Truth Tribe, which I had been going for 5 years and was one of the best parts of my business. I loved it so much. I love the community and everything. And so, but it was just the pull to like, okay, I got this. This is done now. This is done for now.
So stop. Nothing was wrong.
No.
It was great, but it's that internal pull of like, shut the door.
Yeah.
Yeah. I want to highlight that because people look for what's wrong instead of listening to that pull.
Yeah. And there was so many things. It was one of those decisions, right? There's so many things I loved about it. Mm-hmm. And there was the pull.
Yes.
So some, you know, I can see how that decision gets confusing, but you just practice and learn to trust the inner pull to something. And what I was calling in was new. All I knew, all I was aware of was the energy of new. I want something new. I want new. I want new. And it may have come in the form of a transition within the tribe, but I left space for that, but it didn't. And then I followed that pull. So starting in January, that's when I had my like very open schedule. And I knew I'm like, this space is going to call in something new, you know? And then there was also the income factor. So to be, again, get to the practical parts, I'm like, all right, well, I need an avenue, a new avenue to earn money. And one of the ideas we played around with was me helping Lee do pools a couple days a week. And I'm like, oh, being outside, that sounds fun. And just real, it sounds fun. That's what sounded fun. And I'm like, but it wasn't a hell yes when it first came. I don't know if it was in January or before that, but.
Can I tell this one story?
Yeah.
I remember one time you were like, oh yeah, it was a no. And you're like, I'll just intend. And Lee was like, well, you can make this money. And you're like, I'll just intend that in my business. And then you got like a one-on-one client that like paid the same amount. Remember? So it was a no. Like I want to highlight that. It was it was like, eh. And then it was like, no, I don't want to do that.
Oh my gosh. It's the same as you.
It is the same as me.
Wow. I love our stories. Okay. So it was a no. At first it was a no. And then, so I was just staying open to new opportunities, and I was looking at job boards, and a job came across my screen that caught my attention. And I was like, it was like, ooh, that seems exciting. I read it. I felt the excitement, and I'm like, I'm going to apply for this. And you guys, I have not applied for a job in 10 years. I was just so open, and I was listening and practicing listening and following. And so I had, oh yeah, this is a fun part of the story. So I applied. A week later, I get an email that says, sorry, Jenny, you know, it's not going to be a fit. And I'm like, huh, that's so weird. Cause I really felt excited about that. I'm like, all right, well, maybe it was just for the experience of applying. And, a week after that, I then got an email that said, oopsies, we sent you the wrong email and we actually are interested in you.
It's amazing.
And I'm like, oh, okay, that makes sense. That is funny. I'm sure just timing or something. And so I ended up going through this interview process, and I was so open, and I had the first interview, and I'm really considering, guys, having a full-time, I know this is, I feel a little bit bad, 40 hours a week, like job where I have a boss and there's all these things. And it felt exciting. It would be so new, and it would be so opposite to everything I've ever experienced. But I was just in this place where I was just being open and following the new. And I went through 3 different interviews with people. I loved each interview. I loved the team. I was really excited. I'm just continuing to wait for them to offer me the job. And anyways, but it was just a really joyful, wonderful experience. And I wasn't attached to the outcome either way. During that time, during that interview time, so that was about 6 weeks, I started a writing course that is about writing my spiritual memoir, because I felt the pull in the space, like, you got to write, like, it's time to write, it's time to share, it's time to express this authentic part of you, no, like, just get it out there, like, for me, not for anyone else, but for me to write this. And I started doing that and loving it and feeling the alignment of what was happening. And I'm like, this is part of the, I could feel only through experience that this is part of whatever's next for me. This is the new vision and dream, the expanded version of my dream that I had 10 years ago and I fulfilled. This is the next piece of that.
The writing.
The writing, yes.
Right. And so what I want to highlight is there was no, like, I'm going to publish this. I'm going to market it this way. I'm going to make it into a business. I'm going to start a new business that's like this.
Yeah.
It was just trusting and knowing this is a piece and I'm doing it.
Another part to that story. So about a week before I signed up for that writing course, I had the intention, like a thought, oh, I want to write a book. I had a thought. That afternoon, somebody emailed me out of the blue and said, I have a friend who's going to publish a book. There's going to be 20 authors. Do you want to be a part of it? And I'm like, whoa, if that's not quick alignment, I don't know what is. I'm like, okay, yes. I had talked to this woman, considered the opportunity. And I'm like, no, it doesn't feel right to do it that way. Mm-hmm. So there's like, there's all these pieces to this unfolding that is about like opportunity and then go in and listen to your guidance. Oh, here's an opportunity. And everyone is helping me clarify and tune in to the big old question, what do I really want? Right? So what's the next part of the story?
All right. So you were at this place where I can tell this player story. So Jenny said it took 6 weeks. It did. Every time we talked, or like if we went like, I don't know, more than a week without talking, be like, what's the job update? Like what's happening? You're like, oh, they scheduled another interview. Now I'm interviewing with this person. Like, okay. And so the more like I watched you get excited and okay. And there was even a conversation we had where you were like, oh, if it's 40 hours, I'm going to be like, no, you know? And then like later,
I couldn't imagine it.
Yeah. I was like, oh, did you, which brings me to a quick intermediate question. Did you ever have a 40 a week hour job? Like, was your personal training?
Yes,
like,
did have one for 2 years.
Okay.
Yeah.
I just wasn't sure.
In a corporate world. Yeah.
Got it. Okay. So then, you know, but then it was like the next time I'm like, did they tell you hours? Like, cause they were giving no detail. There were no details. These were all just conversations.
Character, you know, to make sure I was okay with receiving feedback.
Feedback, people getting upset, like all these things that like you're really good at, but you know, they wouldn't talk about that. And then I remember asking like, oh, well, I thought you said you wouldn't do it for 40 hours. You're like, oh no, like I'm in. Like, oh, I was like, oh cool, that's a cool shift.
Yeah.
And so it would be like interview after interview, right? And then it was, I think you even thought they were going to make an offer, right? And then it was like, oh, we have one more conversation.
Yes.
Right. And so, but what's happening sort of on the other side of this, like of what the part that you didn't see coming. So then you had two choices, because on the other, like, what's happening on the other side as you're doing all these interviews?
Yeah. So I'm considering this other option of working a couple of days a week with game pools and following my writing path. Right? Like having space to write and to prioritize that in my life. And I know we are getting short on time, Cass.
Oh, I mean, okay. If you go over. Yeah.
Okay. So that is evolving. So what is happening on the other side of the job and the interview taking up time and space is I'm connecting to the feeling of writing and experiencing that and exploring a little bit, like learning a little bit more about what it would be like working with Lee in the business. And we started talking about kind of more so going into business together. And I caught a vision, I don't know where it came from, of what Game Pools could be with both of us in it and the expansion and the freedom it could create. And it, that like really switched me. And I was like, that is so exciting. And so now I almost have two opportunities in front of me that feel equally exciting. And, you know, Lee even said to me at one point, he's like, well, do you want to work 2 days or do you want to work five? When I was considering both options. And I'm like, is that a trick question? And so this is another fun part of the story is as the interview process was going on and on, there was about a 10-day period where I didn't hear anything from them. And again, talk about space. I, within that time and having a little bit of disconnect from the job opportunity, really got into alignment with the Game Pools opportunity. And I hadn't heard anything and I hadn't heard anything from the job. And the, it was a Tuesday night and I decided within myself, I'm like, okay, I'm gonna choose Game Pools. I'm gonna join Lee and we're gonna create this beautiful, magical thing. And I made that decision. And then I'm like, I'm gonna tell him tomorrow. We're gonna go out for dinner and it's gonna be a celebration. And this was Wednesday, and it was, he got home late, and it was, anyways, we ended up having the discussion and I said, okay, I made my decision. I'm gonna join you. And it was all exciting and it was just, it was really nice. 30 minutes later, I hear from the job and they say, oh, we'd like to, I want to talk to you quickly tomorrow. And I'm like, oh my gosh, are they gonna say, here's the job, here's the offer, or okay, we're done, we realize it's not a good fit. And I was talking to Cassie in this and she was like, they're gonna make you choose, like, even though you've decided, they're going to, you know, the universe is going to make you pick. Cause I was like, oh, can't they just deny me the job? Can't they just let me go now that I've chosen? And she's like, no, they're going to make you actually say it. But we talked about too, how the universe responded when I had made the decision, right? What are the chances of like, I share that with Lee and 30 minutes later, after 10 days of waiting, you know, that is not a coincidence.
Right. 10 right. days. And Jenny texts me. She's like, they did it. I just told Lee and they told the meeting. I was like, yep, I know. Because I knew once you decided, they would like then come back into action.
Right.
Yeah.
So when I had that conversation with the job people, they wanted to have another meeting and I was pretty confident they were going to offer me the position. And I... So it felt like that was my time to really decide and actually say no to the job. But I tell you, like, I wish I could describe and explain what it felt like to be in that position of wanting two things. I felt like I wanted two things. Like I had two beautiful opportunities that would be perfect on my path. And there was this like battle, like, what, but I don't know. And my mind wanted to freak out. I don't know, but this, I, you know, I know all this stuff. I can't make a wrong choice. I, you know, I'm divinely guided. It's all wonderful. And it actually brought me back to, I said this to Cassie. I said, I haven't been in this place in so long. And should we tell this part of the story too? I feel like I could go on for an hour is all.
It's fine.
Okay. haven't been in this place in so long. And she asked, well, when was the last time you remember feeling like this? And I said, oh, well, when I was in Denver with you and I was dating a woman in Portland and I wasn't sure because I also had feelings for someone in Florida and I took a week and, you know, to get my clarity and make my decision with Cassie. And we had done a workshop together and the clarity was there and I was like, okay, I'm decided. I'm going to go to Florida, which is where Lee was, right? Mm-hmm. And I'm going to go to Florida. And then Cassie, tell this part.
Jenny's clear. She's like, yep, I'm going back to Florida. And she goes downstairs to like where she's sleeping and comes back up like 15 minutes later and was like, oh, I booked a plane ticket to Portland. And I was like, you did what? Like, I don't even, what happened?
Yeah.
There's no one else in the house. Like, what happened?
So I did the thing. And so obviously I end up with Lee, and Lee, which was not the choice I made in that moment, right? It was mm-hmm. the clarity. So it really felt like a very similar decision I was in. Is, am I going to follow the instinct, or am I going to follow what I think I should do? Because mm-hmm. going back to Portland at that time was like what I think I should do. It was fear, and it was like a little scared of the unknown, or just, but I love the way you said it, Cass, like what it was I really wanted. And so in this decision, I really had to get clear and go get still, get out of my head and ask myself, well, what do I really want? Where do I really want to put my energy right now? And I 100% know a job is not forever for me, but that experiencing the pull of the writing and the fun of creating a business with my husband, like there, that's the real pull. And so once I knew that, then I had to actually say no to the job. And it's interesting because it was not easy to do that. It wasn't just like, okay, sorry, I'm not going to do that. It required me to grow. Like it required me to be uncomfortable to say no to these people that I had become attached to in 6 weeks.
The possibility, right?
The possibility, yes.
Like the story of possibility that you had created about being there and how much fun it would be, because you've trained yourself to create the best possible outcomes, to see the best possible. And so you had spent this time because of this pull, like, oh, okay, well, like I'm being pulled here. So how does this look and why is this amazing? And so you'd created this amazing possibility story that, yeah, it's like you had two amazing stories to choose from.
I know.
So it's your own adventure.
Such a great experience. And I feel like with all my experiences, helps me guide my clients and what they're going through and having that, being able to have that experience. So I'm going to be working with Lee a couple days a week, and it feels so fun. And we get, you know, working together and learning new things and getting to be active and outside. And there's the space for my writing. And I feel just so excited. This is the new, this is what I was creating. I still don't know exactly where it's leading. I have an intuition, but of course we don't know that, you know, the exact details of the unfolding, but this is a thing I didn't see coming. I did not see myself working in the pool business.
Anything else you want to say in that? As you're thinking of that, I will say, if anyone is still here live, if you have a question, pop it in the chat. We're happy to answer that. I'll give it a second. I love the
parallels like of our transitions. And we were talking about like how fun the energy is now.
Yes. Like
we're feeling that energy come alive again.
Yeah.
Do you think, let me ask you this, do you think you could have made it go faster?
No, because the opportunity, like it wasn't there. It literally didn't exist, right?
Oh, yeah.
Like, I mean, it did in a way, but not really, right? Because the part that I'm doing, being a part of Be Connected, like the coach part and helping other entrepreneurs get set up on the system, that didn't exist 4 years ago when the company started, right? Yeah. It started like when the shifts started, right? Was in alignment with the start of Be Connected and what was going on. But the opportunity for me didn't exist. And quite honestly, I'll ask you the same question. I think it's the same answer. Do you think you could have made it go faster?
Not at all. There's something like I can feel such perfection of timing. I can't even explain it.
Yeah.
Everything is perfect. All the time.
Mm-hmm. Oh, totally. Because you you needed to go, you needed to come back, you needed to, like Lee's business has changed, right? Exactly. There wasn't, I would say there wasn't like, I mean, maybe
there wasn't a readiness.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. For it to be, to bring on me in the way that I would want to be there.
Yeah. Yeah. And see the potential of how you guys are going to use that to like build a business.
Yes.
Right. Yeah.
So I think it's just like same kind of thing we talked about last week, is just the power of leaving space, not trying to fix it or fill it, but trust it, and you can, and not force anything. Mm-hmm. There's nothing we have to force. Right. It will come. It will come to you. So enjoy and relax on your way there.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. And just trust. Like if there is a shift, and it can be hard with income, right? And both of you and I have experienced that. But what we've also experienced is the opportunities the universe gives for other income. Like, so that you can trust and leave the space. It generally doesn't happen right away.
Yeah.
Sometimes. Yeah. But it, if you leave that space and you trust, it shows up. And Vicky says, oh goodness, I needed this episode. What a great reminder to lean into the trust within the space. Yeah. Yes. And I love the way you put it, Vicky. Lean into the trust within the space.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
That's perfect.
It is perfect. Seems like a great place to end. Does that feel complete to you, Jen?
Yeah, absolutely.
All right. Cheers to Vicky for the quote to end the show. Lean into the trust within the space. We will see you all next time.
Bye, guys.
Bye.
Go be awesome.
Thank you for joining us on the Manifest It Now show, where you learn how to leverage the law of attraction to manifest your dreams. Now that you're inspired, share the love and review us on iTunes. While you're there, remember to subscribe.